Are you familiar with Golgotha, or what about the Herodium Palace? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What I love about today's Devo is that it takes two items that we might know about and then juxtaposes them or compares them in a new way. As a longtime Christian, I love when Devos or sermons can make me see something new. It's called Two Hills, Two Kings by L.C. Nuttall. Two hills stood in ancient Israel. One was the highest peak in the Judean desert, where King Herod the Great built his Herodium Palace, a lavish monument to his own fame and military triumphs. The other hill was Golgotha, the place of the skull where Jesus, mockingly called the King of the Jews, was crucified. The Herodium was so massive it took 200 white marble steps to reach the top. Designed for the king's enjoyment, it was fitted with Roman baths, a theater, and other comforts fit for royalty. Herod built more grandiose palaces and fortresses in Caesarea, Martima, Jericho, Masada, and other places. He craved the opulence, power, and control that he believed would earn the world's admiration and respect. Herod was successful in many ways, but in his megalomaniac paranoia, he put to death anyone he perceived to be a threat to his rule. His own family members, Jewish religious leaders, and even innocent infant boys. Herod just had to be number one. In stark contrast, just outside Jerusalem's city gates, the execution hill of Golgotha was likely plain and barren, except perhaps for scattered skulls and bones and three crosses. The middle cross held the bleeding body of Jesus on the day he gave up his life for ours. Herod pampered himself with luxuries. Jesus didn't even own a pillow for his head. Herod mingled with kings and generals. Jesus ate with outcasts and sinners. Herod surrounded himself with vast armies. Jesus invested in simple folk, changing the history and destiny of humanity. Herod sought to be served and exalted. Jesus served in humility to the point of self-sacrifice. Herod magnified himself on a hill of self-glory, and Jesus humbled and gave himself and was crucified on an undeserved hill of shame so that we could be forgiven. Herod's abandoned monuments are in ruins. Jesus' kingdom endures forever. Two hills, two kings. Which one do you want to follow? So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus is a good king because he leads from a place of self-sacrificial love and humility. Every decision he makes flows from his perfect love for us, even when it costs him greatly. Consider taking some time to praise Jesus for his kind and gentle leadership. In what situations are you most tempted to put yourself first at the expense of others? This is something we all struggle with, but the good news is Jesus wants us to bring him our struggles. As you and I can read in Mark 10:45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 2:1-18, as well as 27:27-54, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you hear about our Easter reading program, but then forget about it? Well, it's really not too late to get started. Head over to the Unlocked app and find it in the reading plan section. Search Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Surprise with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.